The Sound of Music, a Broadway show by Rodgers and Hammerstein, was turned into a film by Robert Wise in 1965. This movie follows Maria, Julie Andrews, a young adventurous woman preparing to become a nun, as she must become a governess for the Von Trapp family. Captain Von Trapp, Christopher Plummer, a widowed sea captain, raises his 7 children like they are his crew. They are all in for a real shock when Fräulein Maria shows up at their door. The Sound of Music is a timeless classic that has just been recently re-released on 45th Anniversary Edition. Most people think The Sound of Music is a love story between Maria and Captain Von Trapp, but the real theme is nothing more than its title, The Sound of Music. Without the music, there would be no love and no movie. How many of you, when given rolling green hills with heavy wind gusts, would run through them screeching out the notes to The Sound of Music while spinning in circles? This iconic scene takes place at the very beginning of the movie, when Maria is out in the mountains next to the abbey, the convent she's studying at, singing even though it is forbidden by the sisters. Maria and the Von Trapps use music to drive their fears away, say goodbye to a room full of party guests, and unite a country one last time. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. It was just 1 year before making this movie that Julie Andrews sang these words. They apply just the same in The Sound of Music. Maria teaches the Von Trapps that just a little bit of fun can make life that much better. Maria makes the children play clothes from curtains and takes them for a day on the town. Before Maria and her sewing skills arrived, the children only had their Sunday clothes to wear, and their daily playtime consisted of a march around their estate. She teaches the Von Trapps what they've been missing in their military lifestyle. Faith in God is also a recurring message in The Sound of Music. Maria lives in the abbey before her time as a governess for the Von Trapps. She causes quite a stir there, but the sisters send her on this trip to see if they can get her head out of the clouds. When she leaves from the abbey, Maria quotes Reverend Mother, Peggy Wood, the incredibly wise leader of the abbey, who guides Maria when she's in need of advice, saying, "When the Lord closes a door, somewhere he opens a window." She says this several times throughout the course of the movie. She prays to God every night, when she doesn't know what to do, or when she needs help. The Sound of Music is perfect for St. Teresa's because it combines music, fun, and God, of which we have plenty. There are so few movies that are worth watching over and over again, but after 45 years, this one still is.